Hello friends, we are continuing with our study of the subject Advertising and Sales Promotion Management. This is chapter 10 on legal and ethical aspects of advertising. I am Professor Ashish Hathi who is going to take you through this subject. Okay, learning objectives that we set for us, there may be many overall, what is ethics in advertising, then how the legal provisions are concerning advertising has evolved. Know the legal provisions so that you know you as a company can understand what is to be done or fight communication if competition is unruly, you know, using such tactics. Understand the self-regulatory framework in India prevailing or across the world for that matter, and how to deal with the misleading advertising. So just to give you a perspective about the Indian industry of an advertisement, India Media and Entertainment, MNE it is known as, is expected to expand at the CAGR, compound annual growth rate of 3.24 between 2019 to 2020 and 21-22 to reach US 25 billion by 21-22. So this is the say current year. So you can see that the phenomenal growth which is expected in financial year 20, television, print and digital and OTT over the terrestrial platform stood at 778 billion, that is US 4.9 billion and 218 billion at US 2.99 billion respectively. So it gives you the idea between print, digital and OTT platforms. In financial year 20, the Indian digital segment grew by 35% due to the upsurge in paid subscriber base across various OTT platforms. Ghar mein baithna pad raha tha, entertainment nahi tha. So all those things due to current COVID protocol related restrictions. So with this as a preamble, we see that how this industry is not only growing but creating wrong precedents. We continue to take some more statistics for us. In 2020, the television market size stood at 728 billion, which is equal to US $10.66 billion, and it is estimated to reach 769 billion. So that is by 2022. Slight fall that has been projected in the TV commercials, so to say. India's advertising revenue is projected to reach at 789 billion in financial year 22 from 726 billion in financial 2021. So FY20 means 2021. TV and print will account for 85% of the share. So that's what two media are going to eat larger share of pie. As the business of advertising is to inform and persuade consumer, now we come to the main point of this subject. Inform and persuade consumers to buy their product, they need to be under scrutiny and for possible deception. The scrutiny is for possible deception, misrepresentation and making misleading claims to meet their marketing objective. So that's where now the ethical and those issues come into advertising. So we will understand the overall concept. Companies may knowingly or unknowingly breach ethical and moral standards. So ethical is something which is ought to be in a certain way. Moral is something not right to the conscious. So ethical and moral standards have been broken knowingly and unknowingly. Such issues are more subjective and tricky in nature and open to self-interpretation. The guy who used it may give his or her interpretation. Others may feel it differently. So that's where the clash comes in. Because every country has its own code of conduct. Therefore, the country has developed their own code of conduct and a value system which advertiser must follow. So US health related, these things are regulated. In Sweden, targeting children are not allowed. So various countries have developed their own legal framework. Okay, but best regulation is a self-regulation. So even that is promoted across the world. Advertisers sometimes overstep social and legal norms. So they even overstep on that. Knowingly and unknowingly was one part. They overstep certain norms, which is of a norm of obscenity, sexual overtones, influencing children, etc., surrogacy or subliminal ads, which is impacting your subliminal mind, you know, subconscious mind, which is more harmful. To tackle such ethical concerns and, you know, such social and legal norms being broken, etc., legal provisions are okay and they have to be there. India has established a self-regulatory body called Indian Advertising Standard Council of India. But it's not a India-centric, it's a world body under which this ASCI operates. We will learn brief about it as we move forward. So ethical issues concerning the advertising and marketing communication. So what is it? Let's study that. Ethic means the conduct which is right in view of the society and the time period in which you are. Conduct which is right in view of the society and the time period when you are communicating. It's a moral principle and value. What is right? It defines, or rather the society has defined what is right and what is incorrect or not right. Now you be within those frameworks. If you don't, that means you breach that. It is a set of principles of morality, a given time and a given place in a given society. Certain culture accepts certain thing. Public display of affection or kissing in the public is okay in certain culture. It is not allowed in India. So because of a cultural this thing, etc. Okay. So there are scenarios where certain action being taken may violate certain ethical or legal standards. Okay. In view of the truth, advertisement must be seen from the consumer perspective. So one aspect of alignment is look at it from the consumer perspective. Then only you will be able to see, not from the advertiser's perspective. Advertising is persuading. So they have to persuade. So they are allowed. They should. Yeah. Creative personalization, creative visualization is far more impacting the people's mind. Creative's role is that. Fair enough. Okay. However, when it starts affecting in a wrong manner, that's where the ethical and other issues come in. Okay. In India, the advertisement standards, industry has evolved their own of code of ethics, which is through by the Advertising Council, as I have discussed earlier. So that is ASCI, as I mentioned, Advertising Standards Council of India. So that is a body which has given certain standards which the member has to follow. It's a self-regulating body. We will know about this. So they define what is misleading ad, what is untruthful ads, and child persuasions, harmful products, etc., etc. So we will quickly study this. So accusation against marketing communication professionals. The first is an accusation against the professional itself in the field. Their business practice often clash with their societal concern, and they seem to lack the long-term perspective about their action on the society. Okay. And their picturization of the society, their picturization of the product utility is such that it is driven by the short-term need. Volume increase, competition defeating, market share, blah, blah. They don't see the long-term impact of that. Due to this selfish motive, they often target either vulnerable groups, the group who do not have a decision-making power on their own. However, looking at the advertisement, they can still create a pressure on the parents. So you see that the kids' apparel ads in which Amitabh is featuring, it's a debatable. But the way they show, I'm sure the kids must be getting up and telling parents, I want it. Okay. So it's a vulnerable group. They do not have a decision-making power. They do not know the monetary aspect of it, etc. But they can cry. They can cry aloud. Look at the elder people. Look at the people with mental disabilities. Even certain advertisements try to influence them. Now, elder is dependent on somebody. So, is it right? So, there are various such improper picturization or influence that you try to create becomes a subject matter of unethical issues. Okay. We saw the recent TRP rigging case in which the television ratings were, wrongly fudged. Now, all this is like because you want something to happen in your favor. So, that's also a accusation against marketing professionals. So, unethical marketing communication practices are what? So, they are classified into four types. Stereotyping, controversial message, covert marketing, targeting vulnerable groups. Okay. So, we will understand one of them. Stereotyping is showing somebody better than the others. So, humne dekha hoga, or showing something before, after. So, you see that you often find a dishwashing machine advertisement. You will find, first they will show Indian housewife drudging with sweat and, this thing and very hard condition, washing the dishes and all. And then they will suddenly show a very westernized, modern looking, western dress wearing housewife enjoying. And then there is a washing machine, the dishwashing machine working. And she says, I use. So, here it is like, you have derogated Indian housewife or that, the people, most people of the country doing things in such a way, particular way. Or there is always a stereotyping. Male product, hamare zamane mein dekha tha, abhi nahi hai for quite some time, good for it. Otherwise, I have seen in my teenage and young age, every male product, the female has to be there. She's either leaking the charm or just being on the shoulder of a male. Yaar, shaving cream ka ad hai, kyun bhai ladki chahiye? But she will be there, yaane, and she will be there with the less clothes. Yaane. So it's a way, you try to stereotype this in such a way that it creates a kind of a derogatory, this thing, before, after ads hoti hai, pehle motapa, abhi sexy. So those kind of, it's a stereotyping. You try to derogate somebody to promote your product. Even oversex use of, you know, there was a tough shoes, if I remember. That was a Milind Soman and Mugdha Godse. And then one python across over their nude body. It created a furor in the society. In our time, I'm talking about 20 years back. Jabhi ladki ka sleeveless bhi pehna ek julam tha. Tabhi wo nanga ekdam screen aana was a furor in the society. So these are the type of a thing which you are calling it a stereotyping and dipping them in a derogatory manner. So that's a stereotyping. Controversial messages, they are like a shock. They create that controversy. They are purposely implanted to deliberately create a shock waves across the audience. So the purpose of such controversial ad is to get either the breakthrough, and where there is a lot of clutter, you are wanting to create a attention towards you. So you want to break the clutter or facilitate the recall. Okay, when the customer wants, you want to facilitate a recall. So that's a controversial advertisements. In our time, IPIL, a pregnancy pill advertisement, was a controversial ad. Right for the time, I am not saying, probably because that was a time when young have started going out. They were like, you know, living their life. But there were also news coming in that during Navratri, post-Navratri, and during festival or during vacation, lot of medically terminated pregnancy was happening. The statistics was there. Yaane. So naturally, mother's concern is what to do. How do I prevent this? So that's the time they came and they showed it in such a way that mother is a party to it. Arey, galti ho gayi. I pill liya. So it's like as if mother is encouraging daughter to, like, you know, be free about getting a sex and then take the IPIL. So no, it created that point of time a flutter in the society. Like, okay, later you accepted, okay, yes, this is the need of an hour, etc. But they created that. Somebody survives through this flutter, somebody has to stop it. Okay, so that's a controversial message. If I get to give you a recent this thing, Sebamed versus Hindustan Unilever. Sebamed proposes, yaane ke bhai, pH value of Lux is same as Rin. So the washing, you know, cloth washing, Sabu or Lux ka pH value same hai. But Sebamed ka moderate hai, yaane. Sebamed is a median, not strong, not powerful. So our soap is far better. Lux has taken them to the court. It's a controversial this thing, not really established well, etc. And then you still claim it. And now there is an injunction. For the timing, the appeal is on. But till that time, Sebamed is asked to not release an advertisement. So now when the advertisements are not going to release, how will your product sell? So these are all the aspects of controversial messages. I think I've spoken more. Okay. Advertising offers ideas like, for example, female this thing or female hygiene products. Very difficult to show. Say like the, you know, the sanitary pad was a challenge in one point of time. So how do you depict the use of it, etc.? So that's what controversial advertisings are. Executions are many times controversial. So that, as I told you that earlier example of tough shoes, where unnecessarily two male-female objects are shown nude, probably unwarranted. Okay, six reasons for advertisement to be seen as a controversial. What are that makes the advertisement controversial is either it is racist against some race, antisocial, encourages antisocial behavior, or sexist comment, too personal, a subject has been discussed in open, indecent language is being used, and nudity. So indecent language, one of the mobile ad, Oppo, or it is showing that, you know, the various, this guy is shown in a close-up and he uses a very indecent language. Okay, bhai, you know, you all will are mad, you all are the fucker, you know, the kind of thing, and slowly the camera goes away and then he's showing that he is running that road roller on a lot of mobile phones to establish that my mobile phone is the best in class. But the language that was used was so horrible that once you start watching without knowing it, till this ad goes away and shows you that, you feel ki ye kya bol raha hai. So that's how the language, the nudity that you depict, etc. Disgust appeal many times. You create that disgust, so the advertisement of AIDS, smoking, they create a kind of a disgust. Yes, it was needed to create an awareness, but okay, there was a disgust happening among people receiving that message. Covert marketing. It's a marketing which a firm gets into doing it, where consumer believes that activities are not those of the firm. And where consumers that, what I mean to say, like, say when there is a sunburn happening, okay, you try to create a selling and marketing around it as if you are a party to it, etc. You may not have been even a sponsor, etc. But you kind of hidden manner, you indirect manner, try to promote yourself. It also includes inappropriate use of any platform, wrongly links with your cause or an event, etc. You try to kind of link yourself with the promotion of a cause which you may not be actually doing it. Okay, so that today with these NGOs and with this, you know, emotional things coming in, many people resort to that. And stealth marketing. Stealth marketing is also known as a hidden way of marketing. So you try to market yourself using a very unethical practices to kill the competition. Others are like today, the covert marketing is like cookies. Whatever site you go and you want to use it, the first thing comes it, we use cookies. And only after you give acceptance, then only you are allowed a full access. What is this cookies doing? They constantly send your usage data to the recipient of that website. And they, what they do, they study your usage pattern, then they influence you that way, etc. So Flog is a fake blog which has been created. So these are all covert marketing techniques. And, you place your brand in a manner that, you know, it looks like a sponsor of a cause, etc. So these are all unwarranted, unethical use of marketing opportunities. Targeting vulnerable group, as I told you, kids, disabled people, senior citizens, etc., who do not have a mind of his own or a money power of his own. But you still try to influence them and win over them first so that they demand that product. So therefore, the provider of that product has to scope beyond their means and then satisfy your needs. So that's why it is a targeting of an vulnerable group is considered as a not a right approach, unethical marketing communication practices. So another way of looking at it is, now let's understand the instruments. Unethical use of instrument itself. So advertising, public relation, direct marketing, packaging, sales promotion are wrongly used, unethically used. So let's understand that. How does advertising play that, you know, become unethical instrument in itself? So advertising spreads value, you know, that compromise autonomy of an individual. So they talk about doing something which compromises the autonomy of an individual, or they force him to do something which otherwise he would have not done. They use fear, you know, ghar jalte hue dikhayega, buy ceasefire, or they, like, you know, kind of show you something very disgusting happening to you to prevent it, take my product. So sex appeals, it includes a various such kind of a negativity to influence you and then compel you to buy that product. Subliminal message is a psychological aspects, sound, some messages, images, etc. Create your subconscious mind to work more than the conscious mind, and that subconscious mind compels you to consume that product repeatedly without even you consciously knowing that how much you have consumed. Expected not to be deceptive or misleading. Advertisement are not supposed to be deceptively persuading. They are supposed to objectively persuade the consumer to buy their product. Okay, maybe misleading advertisement. Many times misleading advertisements are done. They claim that they are the world's number one, etc. And you have no recourse to identify them, you know, that correctness or the wrongness of that. So that's why the advertisement is used as the unethical instrument. Public relation. Now, public relation today has become so vital, and we all know that whatever comes from the media is considered as a truth, but nothing but truth. But today it's almost wrong. Half truth is being served onto the people. They twist the message, they twist the information in such a way that people believe what they are not supposed to believe it. Even in crisis communication, when some crisis happens, PR is supposed to give a balanced view, but PR tries to hide information or uses the other influences, etc. In the corporate world, we have also heard concept called hospitality. Under the name of hospitality, many corrupt practices are being practiced, you know, which is generally being handled by the public relation. So that's where the instrument of public relations has also got a bad this thing about ethical use, unethical use of that as a medium. Direct marketing. We are consciously, unconsciously giving our data to so many people. Now this data passes on to many others. Okay, you hear that, you know, dark web, so many crore data of a card users been stolen. Stolen is a different thing. They have been sold also. Okay. So all these teleselling people, etc., they acquire your data and then they reach out to you. So misuse of the database that you have permitted only to one particular manufacturer, but others, it has reached the others. There is also the same user uses it multiple times, you know, harasses you. Like one of the medical, online medical company, we probably purchased first time knowing so much of a hangama going over. But I think we have now decided that we may not use such services for the life. Because ek bar dawa kya le liya? Now they themselves know that I have purchased an medicine equivalent for almost 2 months, but we still get every 15 days a call. Sir, ye medicine lena hai, aapne liya tha, we have this prescription. And they repeatedly harass despite complaining them. So you see that wrong. This is a general concern about the large amount of personal data being collected and misused. Okay, telesols, telecallers, they call you anytime. They intrude your privacy. It's an unsolicited call, so it's a disturbance to you. And then they still try to push you. Sir, call to sun lo, pura message to sun lo. They go into that extent also. So packaging, we all know, I think, hawa bhari hoti hai jyada, as we say. So wafers and those things are the classic example. But not only that, is a deceptive representation. Either you put deceptive models or you put deceptive way of showing that, you know, this is really a relieving material, etc. So you do not really bring out the truthness of the product inside. Okay, label informations are incomplete or wrongly represented, etc. Desirable increments are ingredients or undesirable increments are represented in a scientific name. We all do not know the scientific name. Okay, we fail to understand the scientific name, but they will represent that. So you and me cannot make out that this is a harmful ingredient which has gone into it. Wrong representation of the picture, okay, or the feature is wrongly represented. So this is the unethical use of packaging on which certain mandatory information has to be given, but you take a stance to put it in an unethical manner. So that's what packaging. Unsafe packaging also, which not only harmful to the user, such as children. So use the material of a packaging is also critical. Either they are not biodegradable or they are harmful to the kids if kids go near or use that, etc. Consumers also being deceived by unwarrantedly large packing, which is like wafer example as I give you. And now such issues are governed by Legal Meteorology Act. To prevent such things happening more and more, the new legislation has come called Legal Meteorology Act, under which such wrong practices of the manufacturer can be brought to the notice of the body. They will investigate and they will fine the organization. They themselves can do, they are doing it. They themselves can go and audit anything and go back to the company to establish right packaging standards are followed. So that's about packaging. Promotion. We have often seen so many ads come, tall claims are being made. Free gifts, free cars, bumper price, foreign tours, okay, rebate, buy one, get one free, or, you know, cashbacks. And then how many of us really utilize 50% discount? You don't have a means to calculate, okay, how it is 50%. So these are the kind of an inducement which makes the sales promotion unethically being used. So it's not that sales promotion is wrong. It is the way you try to do it. Foreign trip, you will never know whether the result has been around and anybody gone to the foreign trip. Or Maruti car being promised, you will never know who got that Maruti car. So it is just the gimmick and then sale is increased and you forget. Consumer believe that the odds of winning the prize in the contest is equal, but you do it in such a way that it is not equal. Then also it's a cheating. So sales promotion, if it is a game of chance, if it is a game of luck, etc., what is said that the possibility or the probability of consumer should be 50-50, equal chance. But whole setup, the way it has been done, it is made not of equal chance. So then also it is an unethical use of sales promotion. Okay. Misrepresentation is another ethical practice. You write in such a way that people do not understand. So like 999 rupees to Maldives, and then there will be some asterisk. And that asterisk, if you read down somewhere, you can't even read, very limited seats. And then when you go to buy a ticket, you are told your ticket is booked, but charges are 9,000 rupees. And then when you say, madam, wo 10 ticket tha. Humne to, aapne to book kiya, to humne book kar liya. Abhi aap cancel karoge, to cancellation charge bhi lagega. So you see how they try to fool you. Not doing the draw, even if you announce, or promise international trip is not provided to anybody. Promise bumpo price is not given. Lack of objective assessment, if there is an assessment that has to happen, was it objectively done or not? So that's all makes the sales promotion unethical as a medium. So what we are trying to understand, unethical use of the medium. Okay. So now we come to regulatory bodies or regulatory authorities in India. We have earlier finished various unethical issues on people, on tools, on practices, etc. Now we come to how India or how the regulatory bodies work here. So number of institutions are involved. Okay, they collectively play this role. Self-regulation is one, and second, government regulation is a second. Started by what you call a drive by various advertising professionals to come together and form its own guideline to be followed by the industry across the world. And they opened what you call a chapters across countries. So one chapter which is in India is known as ASCI, the Advertising Standard Council of India. It is overall under the parent body, which is Advertising Agencies Association of India, AAAI. And they all are represented by international body. So it's a governing, self-governing body. Member is supposed to self-govern themselves. So to aid that, ASA created a code of conduct, code of advertising practice. So they've clearly defined what is unethical. And if that is followed, you are tend to be not making a mistake. Because all advertising agencies and media channel expects to follow this. So that's what is our self-regulation. Briefly, the guideline says truthfulness and honesty. What is truthfulness? What is honesty? Not offensive. Safeguards against promotion of hazardous products or the services. So what not to promote, etc. Fairness in comparison. So when you compare or compete, be fair. Complaints can be made to the any person, general public, government groups against the advertiser for a fake or misleading advertisement. So you can reach them out and they do take the action. Independent Consumer Complaint Council, ICCC, evaluates the complaint. So Consumer Complaint Council, when receives the complaint, will look at your complaint objectively. Public pressure. So public pressure and consumer protection groups are also, so there are voluntary consumer groups also have been formed. They also exert a pressure on such unethical use of advertising. Customer boycott is supposed to be the best form of self-regulation, though it doesn't happen, not necessarily in India, in other part also. If customer recognizes that they are being fooled or unethically being persuaded, why not they stop? But it's like, you know, nothing is happening to me, others are facing the problem, so why I care. So and this is what, so I'm not here to critique that. There are various laws that govern this. Competition Commission of India, CCI, looks after the issue of unfair competition and trade practices being followed. So they handle that part. IPC's provisions govern obscenity and sexual. So Indian Penal Code governs sexual and obscenity related issues. The Young Person Harmful Implications Publications Act, about the vulnerable groups, especially the children. The Emblems and Names, Prevention of Improper Use, about the copying of our trademarks and brand logos, etc. The Indecent Representative of Woman Act, that is 1986, about the sexual or nudity or picturizing the women. They look after that. So these are some of the rules or laws in India that helps, you know, preventing such. Several other laws are there which covers like magic remedies. You can't call it a magic remedies, claiming cancer cure ho gaya vagera, sex determination, human organ transplant, motor vehicles, chit funds, cigarettes, tobacco products, etc., cable TV network, And there are such other things which have been governed by respective rules. Various laws were enacted to govern changes. Changes are also be taken account. The way the radio has reached, the cable, televisions are reaching our houses. So there are rules for that. We were all supposed to register our DTH. You have to have a digital home. DTH receiver. Even cable guys were asked, so that overall there is a transparency in who consumes what, and accordingly the relevant people get their share of revenue. Monopolies and Restricted Trade Practices Act, so MRTP, has also come into force, and they fight against unlawful business practices which tries to get a monopoly hold in the market. So various legal laws are there. We need to note that there is a significant difference, slight difference between the degree to which the constitutional guarantee of freedom of speech and expression of that can be enjoyed by the advertising agency as compared to the other branches of mass media. So what it is trying to say that there is a difference to which this industry should understand, that what is right for them and what is their line of limitation which they should not cross. So that's this thing. Quickly, some case studies being discussed out here. One is a PNG versus Hindustan Unilever, where Sunsilk Ceramide shampoo claimed that rebuild damaged hair back to life, the breakthrough in the hair repair. They talked about repairing your hair. So the competition took him to the court, and court has given an injunction because they could not substantially establish that hair can be repaired. Okay. Case 2, the Maggi Ketchup versus MRTP, that is Monopoly Restrictive Trade Practice, that governing body went and took them to the court because they introduced what you call 400 grams packaging, unfair trade practices, when others under the weights and measuring activities were giving 500 or a kg, etc. There is also a concept of liter versus kg, etc. So that's another case, KPMG Oil versus Research Academy. Volumetric packaging in liters was unfair trade practice. So it was a volume. Oil is considered as a volume, but they sold it as so much of a rupees for liter. Okay. So that becomes an unethical use. So they were taken to court, and later on they were asked to change it to kgs. Yeah, you should represent oil in kg. So that's how. There are certain other practices which also needs to be looked at. Okay, we will not be say covering them necessarily in detail. So ridicule, you ridicule somebody or racist, etc. I've already said Indian constitution, you breach what is a part of Indian constitution. You create inciting, you excite somebody to act upon, breach law, obscenity, glorify terrorism, communal massacres, etc. Depict women in a vulgar, this thing we have already seen that. Promoting prohibited goods and services, indecency, and exploiting social evils. So these are the other areas against which also action can be initiated by the right body. Okay. Few other case studies just for your this thing. Rasna. So Rasna Ghar Ka Swad. Rasna came out with a concept or a positioning called Ghar Ka Swad, and respective products like Rasna Live, Ghar Ka Nimbu Pani, was promoted showing respective photos of the product, limbus or strawberries, etc. However, Rasna products are a synthetic in nature. They are nowhere natural in nature. So what was claimed is that they exaggerated the fruit content being present in their product. So this ad was subsequently withdrawn when the case was filed. Case 2, Indian Oil Servo Lubricant. Indian Oil, when introduced Servo, they came out with an animated character of a man jumping onto the running train. Now, this is a very dangerous act. On one end, railway is trying to tell people to safe boarding, safe handling, etc., or taking care of yourself. While on the other end, somebody shows the man jumping onto the train, fast running train. So, this was considered as a, indecency. Like, it's an encouraging wrong things among the public. So, ad was later withdrawn by Servo. Okay. Fena, that was the third case study. It's a Delhi-based detergent manufacturing company. They took on the fight with HUL, Hindustan Unilever. One of their ad, there is nothing wrong in fighting the multinational, but one of their ad, they took Johnny Lever. And then Johnny Lever, after some depiction, says, अब लीवर भाई भी कहता है लेना तो फेना ही लेना, मीन लीवर भाई इज हिंदुस्तान यूनिलीवर भी बोलता है कि मेरे को लेना फेना लेना. सो देन HUL टुक देम टू दिस कोर्ट. इट्स अ स्पूफ, यानी यू ट्राई टू यूजिंग अ लैंग्वेज और अ वर्डिंग इन सच अ वे दैट पीपल गेट इनडायरेक्टली अ मैसेज अबाउट द कॉम्पिटिशन. पोस्ट लॉन्ग लिटिगेशन दिस एड वॉज बैंड, सो फेना कैनॉट कम आउट विद दिस एड एनी मोर. सो दैट्स अ केस JK Tyre वर्सेज मारुति MRF लिमिटेड. JK Tyre क्लेम्ड दैट दे आर द ओनली मैन्युफैक्चर ओनली सप्लायर ऑफ ट्रक टायर्स टू कंपनी लाइक वॉल्वो लेलैंड एंड टेल्को. दिस वॉज डिस्प्यूटेड बाई MRF. JK क्लेम्ड दैट दे कंटिन्यूसली सप्लाइड दिस ट्रक टायर फॉर मेनी ईयर्स. हाउएवर दे कुडंट सब्सटेंशिएट. ऑन द अदर एंड MRF ऑल्सो कुड एस्टैब्लिश दैट वी आर ऑल्सो प्रोवाइडिंग अ ट्रक टायर टू दिस कंपनीज. सो दिस कम्स टू रॉन्गफुल डिपिक्शन ऑफ कंपनी सुपीरियरिटी एंड देयरफॉर द एड वॉज विदड्रॉन. सो वी सॉ सम ऑफ द केस स्टडीज ऑल्सो. सो ओवरऑल दिस सब्जेक्ट ऑफ अनएथिकल एस्पेक्ट इन एडवर्टाइजिंग एंड वेरियस इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स देयर ऑफ इज आई थिंक वेल अंडरस्टूड इन दिस सब्जेक्ट. यू एज अ एडवर्टाइजिंग मार्केटिंग कम्युनिकेशन प्रोफेशनल ऑट टू हैव बेसिक आइडिया. अदर्स कैन बी गाइडेड टू यू बाई योर लीगल टीम or an agency has a people who are aware of such things, so you may ask them to take their support. Okay, thank you friends.